Chamber of Commerce, critically important for Senate to pass amnesty. By John Binder on March 22, 2021. The United States Chamber of Commerce says it is critically important for the Senate to pass two amnesty bills that will pack the U.S. labor market with more foreign workers whom millions of jobless Americans will be forced to compete against. Last week, the Democrat-controlled House, with support from 30 House Republicans, passed two amnesty bills. One of the amnesties would put about 4.4 million young illegal aliens on track for American citizenship, while the other would provide green cards to up to 2.1 million illegal aliens claiming to have worked on U.S. farms. The Chamber of Commerce praised the House Democrats' passage of the amnesties. In a statement, the Chamber's Vice President, Neil Bradley, called the amnesties critically important to big business and corporate interests. Both the American Dream and Promise Act and the Farm Workforce Modernization Act are critically important to the business community, Bradley said. For years, Washington has spent time bickering about immigration and letting huge problems go unaddressed. Today's votes are steps in the right direction towards solving some of our nation's pressing immigration challenges. The U.S. Chamber is committed to ensuring these proposals are passed in the U.S. Senate and signed into law. Emphasis added. In a letter to Congress, chamber executives urged lawmakers to pass the amnesties, claiming they provide bipartisan solutions to very important issues. The chamber's push to pass the amnesties is significant because of the campaign cash that the business group continues to funnel to lawmakers, mostly Republicans. In the 2020 election cycle, for instance, the chamber donated more than $573,000 to Republicans and nearly $212,000 to Democrats. The biggest campaign donations went to lawmakers such as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, Representative Ann Wagner, R.M.O., Senator Susan Collins, Army, Senator John Cornyn, R.T.X., and Senator Lindsey Graham, R.S.C. The chamber's support for the amnesties comes as multinational corporations like Amazon, Google, Marriott International, Verizon, and Apple are driving the lobbying effort to pass the more expansive of the two amnesties in the Senate. Annually, more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards, and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take U.S. jobs. In addition, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are added to the U.S. population every year, flooding the U.S. labor market with more foreign competition, whom working and middle-class Americans must compete against, is a boon to the corporate interests, Wall Street investors, and big tech as they seek to slash wages and widen profit margins. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.